Arthur Nevis and the Celestial Glasses to travel to space in search of other civilizations across the entire universe. Those were the crazy dreams that Arthur Nevis had. A very curious and ambitious boy, the young Arthur had his gaze on the stars and his head in the clouds. His room was a veritable laboratory, worthy of the greatest savants. You could find NASA posters, a pile of gadgets, and all the tools an astronaut could need on hand. Every evening, Arthur searched outer space through his telescope, which emitted a skylight. Unfortunately, one weekend, while he was carrying out a complicated experiment, a disastrous catastrophe completely destroying his telescope. Luckily, however, he received a small amount of money to buy a new telescope on his birthday. Everything was set. On Wednesday afternoon, he headed straight to the space store on the corner of the road. As soon as Arthur entered the store, he thought he had been transported in a space vessel. There were astronaut suits of several varieties, model rocket ships, miniature replicas of all the planets, telescopes, and lots of other things that Arthur would have liked to buy. While he was running through the aisles, a funny-looking person appeared between two of the shelves. He spoke a kind of gibberish that Arthur Nevis did not understand.
Oh, well, good day, little man. What could I do for you?
He had a small tuft of messy white hair and a large pair of glasses that made his eyes look bulgy. This has to be a great savant, thought Arthur.
Hello, mister. I would like to buy a new telescope, he responded.
Oh, I am sorry. I do not have any more telescopes to sell my young gentleman.
Oh, but you do, shouted Arthur. I saw plenty in the entrance.
Those are nothing but poor toys used for decoration. Go, go, make like the wind. I must work.
But Arthur had not said his final word. After some long negotiations, he was finally successful in obtaining something from the savant.
Listen, my little man, I would like to help you, but you have to promise me something.
Okay, confirmed Arthur.
I will lend you the last telescope that I have, the only one that I have never sold and will never sell.
Why? Asked Arthur.
Because it does not belong to me, of course.
Well, who does it belong to?
That is a secret. But I want you to promise me that you will return it in perfect shape. Is that clear?
Perfectly clear, mister.
The savant left, then returned with a funny-looking machine, unlike all the others. Arthur did not believe that thing could see into space. An office seat was connected to a huge bike wheel with strings. The pedals were placed on the armrests, and on the top of it there was a big bulb.
No commentary, please. You will see how it works. This is the Celestial Glass.
Before Arthur left, the savant gave him a pair of large glasses like his own.
And don't forget to put them on. Otherwise, you will not be able to see anything. Now go. Happy travels, my dear Arthur Nevis.
At long last, nightfall came, and Arthur planted himself into the seat of the machine. As he began pedaling, the wheel began to turn, and the light illuminated. All of a sudden, Arthur felt himself being propelled towards the sky. Panic-filled, he closed his eyes tightly. After a few moments, the turbulence calmed and Arthur opened his eyes. What he saw was incredible. He was face to face with a huge city where lots of cars flew above the ground and gigantic vessels glided over skyscrapers. While he was gazing at this amazing landscape, a young boy about the age of him arrived.
Oh, hello! You came here with Professor Romerick.
I don't know a Professor Romerick, Arthur responded.
Oh, but of course you do. It is me who offered him this machine.
Ah, the crazy scientist in the space store. Well, who are you to know how to build a machine like that? And where are we?
My name is Uncle Valarin. We are on the planet Zalka, precisely on the other side of the universe.
Anko shared with Arthur the story of their civilization, the colonization of the galaxy, the exploration of the universe, and many other things. Then he told Arthur some terrible news. The planet Zalka was in very bad shape. The industry on their planet had destroyed the entire atmosphere, dirtied the oceans, polluted the air, and burned down the forests. The young Anko Valarin was very sad because he was going to leave his planet and live for a long time in his vessel before finding another home.
But how is that possible? You have not found a solution, asked Arthur. Yes, but it's too late. We can't go back in time.
Arthur and Anko discussed this for many hours, but Anko had to rejoin his parents to leave in their space vessel. It was time for the residents of Zalka to leave their planet, and when he left, Arthur returned to the Zafant's machine. He then dreamt until the next morning in his bed. The celestial glass turned towards the skylight. He had just come from having the craziest experience of all time. Now he knew there were other humans in space who were watching them. Arthur went to return the celestial glass to the crazy savant, the famous Professor Romaric. And at that very moment, he thought about the fact that we have a chance to stay on our planet. There are still trees, oceans, and air to breathe. He thought to himself, I will tell the president it is absolutely not necessary for what happened to the planet Zalka to happen to us. When we have a great home, it is necessary to take good care of it. A few years later, the young Arthur Nevis became the best savant of all time, engaged in saving the planet Earth, and the first explorer of outer space.